I heard like a, I heard a sound. Did the program like disconnect or something?
Nope. They were still good.
Oh, it's awkward.
Fingers
Okay.
crossed. Yeah. No, I think we're still good. Yeah.
You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box, okay?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Yeah. Sit down. Be humble.
No brainer. No brainer.
Sit down.
No, no, no.
Be humble.
God, it's not over.
Sit down.
Did we do the right thing?
Be it's all good. Just gotta stay nice and
sit
calm.
Down. Be humble.
Have some fun and don't worry about winning. Let the chips fall where they fall.
Hello and welcome back to the Bench Squad Podcast. Another year, another season. You have Robin Choi, your host, with your co-host and commissioner always, Brian Jun.
What's up? Wow, I forgot what we were called, but that is right. The Bench Squad's back.
The Bench Squad is back, ready to warm up those benches and still not know anything about sports.
But we will talk like we do.
Always. So today we have everyone sent in their preseason rankings after our draft. You consolidated them and sent them out to the league. I have some qualms about them, which we'll talk about. But yeah, I think that's the main thing that we have on the docket today.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, most people, everyone that matters sent in their preseason rankings. So I think two people didn't. But yeah, overall, eight people, not bad.
Yeah, I always forget about those two.
Yeah. And honestly, our rankers suck anyway, so it's okay.
Mine were pretty good, I think. But I mean.
Oh, yeah. Ours are. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, then where should we start? Should we start with number 10 or should we talk about our first in-person draft? Or not first in-person draft, our first travel draft? What do you call that?
All right, yeah, destination draft.
Destination draft, that's what it's called.
Yeah, that was great. Great time. Chock full of two-ish days, 48 hours and less, and no sleeping, lots of adventures, great time.
We'd love to see everyone there next year. For next year, please use my promo code, Vegas Fantasy 12. That's Vegas Fantasy 12, and you'll get 50% off. I think Brian's gonna cover that 50%.
Yeah, wait, 50%. All right.
All right, back to the rankings. Let's start at number 10. I'm just glad I'm not here.
For sure. Yeah, so at number 10, we got the worst team name and the worst team as compiled by eight of our league mates. I can't even say this team name with a straight face.
This is Tim's team, right?
Yeah, okay, this is Tim's team. Yeah. It will remain nameless.
I've decided, just for context, it's Deshaun Watson related, the team name. And I've decided that for every Deshaun Watson joke that Tim makes this season, I am going to Venmo charge him $1.
He's going to rack up those dollars real quick.
That's what I'm saying. At the end of the year, even if he doesn't pay up, we will see how ridiculous he was this season.
Yeah, good to have like a marker on that number because he really enjoys that joke and it's not getting old for him. So
yeah, well, we'll see how old it gets after. I'm gonna guess $37 this season minimum.
I think that's a good ballpark number. So for Tim, he was 10th rated by our league. I actually had him exactly at that spot. And you had him a little bit. You liked his team a little bit more. You had him near the midway point of your rankings. Talk about why you think his team is promising.
You know, I think it's funny that where is he? Am I looking at the right one? Yeah, Deshaun's team. I'm looking at it because I got confused. He doesn't even have Deshaun on this.
Yeah, he doesn't even have
Yeah, so I think it was the Trevor Lawrence that I saw.
Threw you off.
I think that might be a better look right there. But you got Christian McCaffrey, Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders, I don't know. AJ Brown, Jalen Waddle, Dallas Goedert, Amari Cooper, Patriots defense, and Tyler Bass. His bench, no one super notable. I don't know. For me, overall, it seemed pretty lackluster as a team. You do have some superstars in McCaffrey and AJ Brown, Miles Sanders on the Carolina Panthers. I don't know. He was okay on the Eagles last year, if I remember correctly, in some games. But I don't know. New system with DJ Moore gone over there, and I think the other guy got injured.
The new quarterback, number one pick, Bryce Young.
Oh, Bryce Young is out there. So yeah, you got a new quarterback out there. We'll see about Miles Sanders. But yeah, overall, team is looking for me, especially in the 10 team.
Yeah, I don't know, actually. Now that I look at his team, it does look pretty solid. Maybe everyone just doesn't like his team name or his jokes. Because I don't know, like, I think Trevor Lawrence should be good this year. Obviously, CMC, AJ Brown, Jalen Waddle, even the tight ends, Dallas Goedert, and he's got Evan Ingram on the bench, not bad. I kind of like his depth. I think Brandon Ayuk, I think Kenneth Gainwell, actually, he's been playing with the starters this preseason, so I think that's a little sneaky pick. And so honestly, yeah, maybe our league is just getting better at drafting if this is the team that everyone thinks is last.
I mean, that's a good sign for us. It only took us, what, 15 years to do it.
Yeah, it only took us 15 years to become competent, you know?
Now, yeah, we are likely competent now.
Yeah,
All right, moving up to number nine. A good number, solid. I think nine just flows off the tongue very well. I would
honestly,
hate to
I
be
think the best
10,
number.
right? I would guess like the person who's number nine, because they're just happy they're not 10, may be happier than the first place person. I just my guess.
I definitely agree. I'm right there with you. Number nine, very good number. Yeah.
Is number nine. We got new team name, Rainbow Sherbert.
We're practicing this before the podcast. I'm trying to make sure we get all the names correct.
Right. Rainbow Sherbert is my team, due to Matt Gay and Khalil Herbert.
And so I actually had your team higher, and but actually you had your team lower. And if you put yourself lower than nine, there's not much logical deduction that you need for that. So what happened there? You say you like the ninth spot, but you put yourself even lower than that. Why is that?
I think it's the confidence, Brian. I think the confidence that other people won't put me at 10 guarantees me at least a 9, even if I put myself at a 10.
And you were right. Your confidence was rewarded.
We barely made it, but yeah, I don't know.
Actually,
Overall,
yeah, by half or no, 0.005 points. So I think literally one spot you and Tim difference. One person ranked you one spot different, probably. So wow. Okay, confidence rewarded. Good job.
see, it is that's who I am. I play like that. I'm that guy.
You're him. You're him.
But yeah, I think overall the draft, it was interesting for me. I thought I had a solid start. I had some good mid-round picks that I was proud of. And then there were a couple missed opportunities, I might say, due to the influence of alcohol and Steve.
And
And so,
running out of time on a couple of them, not
yeah.
aware that it was your turn.
Right. One of them being my second quarterback, Kirk Cousins, after I had previously timed out on picking up Daniel Jones as my first quarterback. So Overall, we'll see. Well, I guess I really thought I wouldn't be streaming quarterbacks this year, but I will be streaming quarterbacks this year.
Well, to be fair, actually, Daniel Jones playing Dallas, first game in Dallas, Kirk Cousins, wait, scratch that. Never mind, they're in New York. But Kirk Cousins is playing Tampa Bay, and they do have a weaker defense than Dallas. So, maybe the second quarterback, calculate.
Yeah. And Kirk Cousins, who does he have? Probably the number one receiver in the league, Justin Jefferson. So can't go too wrong there.
And also, he has, I think, the number one NFL Netflix show in quarterbacks. So, a lot of things going for it this season.
That didn't influence my pick at all. At
Oh,
all.
at all, of
At
course.
all. No.
Yeah. When you saw him like hooked up to like the little headband thing and he was like meditating, I was like, that's Rob's guy.
That's my dude.
Yeah, he was really
He gets it.
manifesting it. Yeah.
He gets it.
Yeah, he gets it.
But my predictions for this year, I think Garrett Wilson's gonna have a good year. I think Khalil Herbert, our boy in Chicago, is gonna have a great year. He's in my flex, but honestly, I think he might end up as my one. That's my prediction.
For me, I like the Mark Andrews pick. I think you got him at a great value. What's it called? You had the turn in between me, and if you made it to me on the way back, I would have definitely taken him. But you got him right in the middle. I think Mark Andrews is solid value. I like the running backs too, Chubb, Harris, Herbert. I think they're all solid. The only thing was with Wilson, Pickens, and Watson, second year wide receivers. Was that the plan going in? Get all the second years?
Yeah, it's like a shotgun approach, one's gonna hit. I think Wilson was a good look, just because I'm excited to see what Aaron Rodgers is gonna do over there. I think there's some hype around Deontay Johnson and just the overall, or not Deontay Johnson specifically, but with the Steelers offense and Pickens and Pickett kind of shaping up in their second year. So there was a little bit of hope in that one as well. As you can see, I have Deontay Johnson and Pickens. So that's kind of my double shotgun approach, like I did with Javonte and Melvin Gordon last year.
And that one definitely worked out too. So, a
100%.
shotgun approach, yeah.
Always works. It never fails.
Yeah, never fails, 20% of the time, works every time,
Every
so.
time.
And honestly, with Christian Watson too, I've been watching some of the preseason, and it pains me to say this, but Jordan Love looks good. It
It's
pains me.
we don't want to talk about that on our podcast that we have full control over, Brian. The
Right,
content on
true.
here, we don't
Right.
need to talk about that.
Right, so I'll just go on and say shotgun approach. I approve. I definitely think, honestly, I could see like two of the three, Wilson, Watson, Pickens. I think two of the three could pan out. And so I just haven't seen it yet. So it is a little bit, that gray area, a little bit of speculation, but I could see them taking the lead.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Let's move on to number eight. We have this is where we got the most split from me and Tim being around the averaging at 7.8, 7.9. And then here we have Team President Jefferson at 5.5 average, but they are placed at eighth place right now.
Right. And he has a nice professional team icon that looks pretty well polished.
Yeah,
As I
like
was saying,
is that one of those like colorized real pictures from the past, or is that?
yeah, honestly, probably is,
Once this show goes live on YouTube, everyone will see what we're talking about.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so we're not just talking. Yeah, we'll show it. We'll show
Yeah.
it. Okay, I actually had Joe exactly right on eight. You had him a little bit higher in the middle at five. So again, you think this is around a middle of the pack team? Talk to me about it.
Okay, well, obviously you got the namesake Justin Jefferson on this team. You got Debo, who's the second wide receiver. I think he's going to be just a solid number two. Dak is a big question. I think, I don't know, just like I never know what to think about Dak because for some reason I want to have hope that he'll show something and then he'll be a relevant quarterback to be in consideration for like top 10, top five, but I don't know. Something that's not there. Now that I'm looking at this overall lineup, I am not sure why I gave him five.
Dude, I was just about to say too. I was like, I like Tim's team better than this one. And
Yeah,
I put
I
Tim
did too.
last.
Yep. That and
Yeah.
I think maybe we're just proud that he didn't have four quarterbacks in his roster this year.
True, true.
He only has two, so it's a good move in terms of being a fantasy manager.
Right. And you know, Tom Brady, even though he's retired, he's actually in the fantasy draft software. And I applaud the self-restraint to not take Tom Brady still.
That was a shocker to me. That was I thought at least like the last pick he would do it for. No, he you could see him sweating, shaking a little bit, but
Right. You know, famously, I think it was last season, Joe had to go on an airplane flight, but before he did, he managed to snag Tom Brady and then he auto drafted the rest of the way.
you gotta get your
So,
boy. You gotta get your boy.
yeah, but yeah, apparently not this season. So, good job, Joe. Step up.
So tell me, what do you hate about his team?
So, let's see. Yeah, you were talking about Dak Prescott before. And actually, now that I think about it, the two quarterbacks he has, Russell Wilson and Dak Prescott, those are honestly two of the most uninspiring quarterbacks I feel like you could have gotten. And like you were saying, you know, he just doesn't, these guys just don't have the dog in them. You know, they don't have that dog in them, right? Yeah, like you have
It's like a
players, we're
really
talking.
success. Yeah, sorry. It's like a really successful pet adoption center. No dog.
No dog, right? Yeah, and you know, you want to have dogs to show off. Actually, I don't know. That doesn't work well. Anyways,
Sorry. We should cut that. We should cut that.
yeah, we've got a lot of editing on our show, so definitely when this goes live.
See?
But anyways, so yeah, I feel like those two quarterbacks, they're just not him. I like Justin Jefferson, but I don't have a lot of faith in Kyle Pitts and Debo Samuel. Jerry Jeudy just got hurt too. I feel like that's a little
Yeah.
rough. So you just got a lot of these moving pieces that are just like kind of uninspiring. I will say Jahmyr Gibbs is kind of exciting. I want to see how Detroit uses their first round running back draft pick. I think that that's kind of cool. But otherwise, honestly, I'm sorry, Joe. I think I'm moving you to the bottom, dude.
Yeah, I can't disagree.
Right, but you know, still, as we said, step up. There's only two quarterbacks, even though they're not the greatest, they're still better than a retired quarterback, so.
There you go. And who knows? We still have what, seven more teams to go. So maybe we'll find another team that we don't like more than yours.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, you're still in it.
We got next on the list at number seven, we have Fields Like a Win. Give it up for that name. Give it up for that name. Great job.
Right. And like just like number nine, you know, number seven is a great number.
Yeah.
Like everyone likes number seven.
Yeah. If I didn't get nine, I would pick seven.
Right. And same, if I didn't get, I mean, I didn't get nine. So, yeah, seven is good. Seven will work.
Right. All right. So
All right.
you got Justin Fields, our boy, who I'm loving it, man. Every like sports podcast or anything I'm seeing about Fields is just more positive than it has been in the past few years. And yeah, I don't know, feeling good.
Yeah, I'm feeling good too. In past years, I avoided trying to get Chicago players because I was like, they already disappoint me when I watch them. So like, having to like root for them in my team and my like home team was kind of depressing. But hopefully Fields can be the guy that turns that around. I got a lot of faith in him. Even if he doesn't become a passer, last year he showed that running was enough. You know, running got him into the top, I think it was 6 or 7 quarterbacks. So, you know, I'm okay if he just keeps running.
Yeah. I think with his weapons this year, with his receivers, us getting DJ Moore, I think Claypool as a 2 is going to perform a lot better than trying to be a 1. And then we also still have Darnell Mooney. Overall, I think the offensive coordinator probably will have some fun this year. And you have Cole Kmet, too, who just got paid.
Boy did get paid. It's a sad day for running backs when this random tight end gets paid $50 million.
Yeah. But I like Cole Kmet. He's always been a good streamer. And now with the weapons that we have, in the red zone, Cole Kmet's going to be highly targeted for touchdowns, I think.
Right. I think he's a solid target for the Bears. And honestly, he was decent last season, and we were like one of the lowest throwing teams like ever. So as long as we like throw more, I feel like there is some hope, but we'll see.
Yeah, I see that. And I had your team at 7. I don't know why. I think it deserves a lot higher. You got Tony Pollard, who's the number one in Dallas. Number one and only, I believe. Travis Etienne. You got Tyreek Hill, who I was trying to pick up before you took it in that round. Chris Olave, and then Isaiah Pacheco. And then in your bench, you still have Tyler Lockett, Alvin Kamara, Micah Thomas, Brian Robinson, Odell Beckham Jr., Devon Akane, right? Elijah Moore, and Kadarius Toney. I think you deserve to be in the top 5 right now.
Hey, I appreciate that. You know, your ranking say you're 7, but you know, I appreciate you telling me that it should have been higher. But you know, I think the lack of a kicker, you know, not having a kicker probably hurts. Our league does like to draft kickers and draft them early, and so I think they're kind of caught for a loop when they saw I didn't have one. But yeah, I'm happy with my team. But we'll just see how it goes. I think after week 3, when Kamara comes back, I've got big hopes and dreams. So
that's gonna be pretty dangerous if that happens, or when that happens.
All right.
Number 6, we have team. It's not team Ron Artest. Oh, it is still team Ron Artest anymore.
The longest standing name in our league, I think.
So, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I didn't fully get it when it first happened.
And I still don't get it.
The Panthers team at number 6. He got voted. He averaged 5.125. So pretty on the spot, because the next person was exactly at 5.
Right. Yeah. There's a big lump at that near like average rank 5 spot. I had him exactly at 6, and you had him a little bit lower. So
I had him at 9.
Yeah. What did you not like about this team?
Let's see. I do like Jamar Chase. We like the Lamar Jackson. DeAndre Hopkins on Tennessee, that'll be pretty interesting. DeAndre Swift on Eagles. Gabe Davis. I don't know. I'm looking at his bench. On his starting lineup, he's got Damian Pierce, James Conner, CeeDee Lamb, Jamar Chase, Dalton Kincaid, DK Metcalf. I honestly don't love any of these except for Jamar Chase overall. I think CeeDee Lamb, obviously, he's like a solid number one. So he's got a good, Matt's got a good receiver core here. But Yeah, nothing popped to me. I guess definitely doesn't deserve to be lower than Joe, but
Yeah, I think Joe, I'm sorry, you're still I think you're still the bottom for us. Yeah, no, I think the receiving core was the one that I really liked here. I think this is the best group of receivers in our league. We got Chase, Lamb, Metcalf, and even Hopkins off the bench. So I think that receiving core is really strong. But yeah, I think what you're saying does stand for the rest of the team where nothing really stands out. I think Dalton Kincaid at the tight end position. I was watching the preseason game just this morning, the Bills against the Bears, and the Bills were playing their starters. Dalton Kincaid only came on for like two snaps, I think. And like I think the Bills played like two, three full drives. So I think Dalton Kincaid is a little bit risky, and I feel like he'll probably be looking for another tight end, maybe. And the running backs are kind of just like they're solid, but like kind of meh.
yeah. And I think both were injured last year. Damian Pierce and James Conner had like solid starts, and I think they both got injured.
Yeah, I wouldn't say. Yeah, I think that's probably right.
But we got Zach Charbonnet, who I believe he might have, I thought he was injured earlier, but looks like he's healthy now. So that'll be an interesting one to see with that DK Metcalf combo. I think DK Metcalf with Njigba right on your team.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah, it'll be that's an interesting team offense to look out for with some young blood out there.
Agree.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah, I do like the Charbonnet pick. I think he will have a surprisingly decent share of the running back work. I feel like Kenneth Walker was really good last year, but it seems like he didn't hold up for the full season, and he's more of like the breakaway threat. So I feel like a more healthy mix would help Seattle. And so I think that's a good pick. Yeah,
Yeah,
good
look
pick.
forward to it. All right, we are at the halfway point at number five. You want to see this one?
All right. And just like we were saying before, foreshadowing, we got Njigbas in Paris. That's who also, as you'll see in the YouTube video, he's got a nice GIF as his team icon. So good for him. Revolutionary.
Very cool.
Right, very cool.
Very 2.0.
Right. Yeah, we're moving on in fantasy football. It's 15 years, we're upgrading
Yeah,
slowly.
fantasy tech, baby.
All right, so he was number five with an average rank of five. You had him, oh, we both had him higher. So we both liked his team more than the rest of the league. Talk to me.
Solid team. I think you have Justin Herbert, who, oh, I like the Chargers this year. I think they're gonna make a pretty good run. You got Derrick Henry, who I believe is in his last years of like top tier production. So you still got solid. We talked about Kenneth Walker a second ago. If he can stay healthy, he'll be a solid two. Amon-Ra St. Brown has a lot of hype right now. That one will be really cool to see how that production grows from last year, because he had a great season last year as well. Calvin Ridley is someone I was trying to pick up this in the draft with that one season off with the gambling incident. It had nothing to do with his play. I feel like overall mental state in the news when they talk about him, he like came back pretty strong after that incident, and is performing pretty well during training camp and things like that. So I like that there. Javonte was solid. If Russell can do anything better than last year, then that's gonna be a great flex to have. So overall, I haven't even touched his bench yet, but I think this is a solid team.
Right, yeah. We both had this team higher, and I think, yeah, just solid players all around. And you even got Jonathan Taylor on the bench. And I think if, you know, I have no idea what's happening with this guy. I think only he knows if he's going to play or not. But if he ends his very public feud with Indiana or he gets traded, like, this, I think that could put this team over the top. Like, they are already strong when you're not thinking about Jonathan Taylor. And you add in, like, a RB1, that's great. I think Anthony Richardson, I think that's a really fun pick. I think it's a little strange that he got both him and Justin Herbert. Like, I feel like it would have been totally fine just to, like, not pick Herbert at all and just, like, wait till the end of the draft and pick Anthony Richardson. I think that would be fun, maybe a little risky, but yeah, and I agree with Amon-Ra St. Brown too. I think he's almost like a shoe-in for a top 10 wide receiver season this year. They've got no one else to throw to at Detroit, and they should be a strong offensive team. And yeah, I think Derrick Henry, you know, I think a lot of people at our draft were a little surprised that he was the number one overall pick in our draft. But, you know, when I think about it, like, I feel like he's the safest running back. You know, I think he just consistently gives you a top 10 RB season, you know, year in, year out. So I think, you know, there's safety in that pick. So I understand taking that.
Okay. Yeah, I actually would have taken Anthony Richardson late in the draft if you know hadn't taken it. I was actually disappointed that he did, just for that. What if he kind of goes off this year?
Uh huh.
And then Jonathan Taylor, you bring up a good point. I think they were in conversation with the Dolphins, so that fell through. But that would have been, yeah, I think a team like that who already has a pretty good offense. Jonathan Taylor would just produce there. So yeah, a few question marks out here, especially with Njigba. I think he has a wrist injury that he's not going through surgery. And then who else on here? Yeah, Jonathan Taylor, which we talked about. So we'll see here how the bench does or if the overall team gets elevated. But as it stands, pretty solid.
Yep, definitely agree. And so, wait, actually, backtrack. So, if you're going to get Anthony Richardson, was that before or after Kirk Cousins?
It was supposed to be before Kirk Cousins. Maybe I got too upset that Anthony Richardson left the board, and I took an extra shot, and that led to... I have no excuses, Brian. I have zero excuses.
No. That was a solid excuse. You know. Sometimes you get a, you know, you get a lot of feelings in the chat. You know, you got. Yep. So.
Yep. Next time we're gonna have a masseuse at the draft, just telling me to relax the whole time, because otherwise we're gonna run into another double quarterback situation.
Dude, you're just setting up Tim for another joke, dude. Oh, you get another dollar. Yeah. You're going to get another dollar.
So. Yeah, all planned. See, now we have to be careful about what we say so that Tim doesn't say anything weird. It's he's controlling our lives.
It's sad to say.
We got number four at averaging 4.625. Team Choi, the other Choi, who didn't change his name.
Right, the only team that hasn't changed their name, besides Mr. Ron Artest. So he was ranked 4 by our league. I had him at 5, and you had him at 3. So we're right around that league rank. So we're starting to get into the teams that we think are strong.
Yeah.
Like, these are probably our preseason contenders, we say. Obviously, 9 and 7, everyone knows those are contenders as well. But these are, like, the league favorites, you know?
Yeah.
Right. So what makes you think this is one of the best teams?
Okay. Well, we got Jalen Hurts, who, running quarterback, going to perform possibly top 3 quarterback this year. And then we got Saquon Barkley, Rashad White, Devontae Adams, Devontae Smith. So you got the Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts combo, which is going to be pretty nice to have. You got A.J. Dillon as running back, Jets defense. And then you got your George Kittle as your backup tight end after Njoku. You got James Cook, Dalvin Cook, Cortland Sutton. Now that Jerry Jeudy could be out, that'll be interesting to see if he takes on a bigger role or if he just is like last year. And then Aaron Rodgers, who we'll see there. he has three tight ends, I just realized. But yeah, I mean, it's a strong team. I don't think three is right. I think you're probably closer to be more in the middle of the pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, when we were drafting, I was like, where are all the tight ends going? And apparently they all went here because I was like, we have 10 people. Like, how am I already on like the tight end 15? I was like, where are the tight ends going? So, innovative strategy from Mr. Choi. I think the cooks are the cooks in the kitchen here, not providing any potential name changes here, but I think those two players are fun. Once again, I was watching the Bills versus Bears preseason game today where the starters were playing the whole first quarter. James Cook looked good, but I think one problem was they subbed in Damian Harris right when they got to the end zone. So it doesn't look like James Cook is going to get that, every down back sort of role. I think the Jets was a great spot for Dalvin Cook. I think he was a strong running back last season. He's not as washed as all the other free agent running backs. And he goes to what should be a good offense. And Breece Hall should be taking it easy for the first couple weeks coming off of that ACL tear. I think this is a solid team. I wanted Saquon again this year. I feel like there's a lot less risk now that he signed that new 1-year deal. He's going to be playing hard to get hopefully a good contract afterwards. And good team.
And for context, I guess Andy was not at Vegas with for the destination draft, nor was he present for the actual draft. So at a certain point, we did message him and he texted back, "Bro, I'm cooked." So he had his own set of celebrations and had a worse situation than me, but still performed way better. So congrats to you, kid.
And I think that was also that was code. He was cooked. And he was telling you all along. He was telling you this whole time what his plan was. And it just went unnoticed. And he got it. Yes. That was great. Wow. Job. Great job.
Wow. I could have stopped this. I could have stopped this.
you could have, but would you wanted to? And sometimes these things, you just got to let them happen.
Meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right. At number three, we have new name, averaging at 3.75. That's Dig Hall Up My Butker. I'm not going to say it fast and give you the satisfaction of making it sound like what you want it to sound like. So Dig Hall Up In My Butker.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of player puns going on here. I'm just trying to keep track of all these names. Okay, I see those. So Stephon Diggs, Breece Hall, and Harrison Butker. So number three in our league, I had him right below, and you thought this was the best team in the league. What makes it the best for you?
Yeah, you got the Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce combo. I think Travis Kelce, I'm calling it, is at peak or on downhill, on his decline. But still, he's going to have a good year. He's still going to be a top 2-3 tight end. Pat Mahomes, unless he gets injured, we know who he's going to be. You have Cam Akers, Jamal Williams, DJ Moore, Terry McLaurin. I think Terry McLaurin is actually going to have a good year this year. Michael Pittman as well. And you have Christian Kirk, who I believe with Jacksonville, kind of how they performed at the end of the year last year was pretty impressive. And I want to hope that they continue that momentum, and Christian Kirk is going to be benefiting off of that. And then you got Zeke in New York. Overall, I don't agree with my one, but I still think this is should be in the top three.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I think very strong team. I think there is some reservation because Steve is the self-proclaimed preseason champ. No games played, but he's already won the league. You know, he's very confident in that. Yeah, but I think the receivers are strong. You got Diggs, Moore. McLaurin has a hammy injury. And honestly, I've actually had Terry McLaurin the past 3 years, actually. And he's been solid, but he's never taken the step. Like, you can count on him for like a solid 7-8 points every week, but he hasn't like broken out, you know? And I think a lot of it is on quarterback play. But, you know, there's another new rookie in town for Washington. You know, the quarterback carousel continues. I don't know. But yeah, so I think Kelce and Mahomes, they can win you a week, any given week, just by themselves. But I'm just worried if things go downhill, you're already starting Cam Akers and Jamal Williams as your two opening week running backs. You got to think Alvin Kamara is coming back week three, which hurts Jamal Williams. And then Cam Akers, you know, as your RB1, that just sounds really iffy to me. And if one of these players go down, you know, you're looking at Elijah Mitchell, Ezekiel Elliott, Rashad Penny. I don't think those are very inspiring choices. So, but I'm nitpicking because, you know, mostly because of his self-proclaimed preseason champ. I think it's a good team.
Yeah, you do bring up a good point that he doesn't really have, you know, like a strong running back group. He has an okay receiver group compared to everyone else in the league. And then he just has the number one quarterback, number one tight end. So, yeah, unless those two are going to make up for your other two positions, then it could be a tough season unless we see some breakouts in from the bench.
Right, yeah. And also, I just think, like, I think it's just the depth is rough. The depth of this team is rough.
Yeah. I guess you could probably swap out Zeke with Cam Akers or Jamal Williams. He should be in the one or two. But, yeah, doesn't really elevate it too much, I don't think.
Right. Got it.
Cool. Number two, we have averaging at 3.5. So everyone averaged at three. The highest number was a 3.125. So everyone, no one really was decisive on the last, on the top three people, or on the top two at least. So going into two, we have Tucking on Borrowed Time at 3.5 average votes.
Right. And yeah, I think what you were saying, I feel like there's like tiers of our league's average votes. We had like the top three all were in like the average rank of three. We had like this big clump of average rank of around five. And then, you know, we had the average rank around seven, which was rigged. But anyways, Tucking on Borrowed Time, I'm still very confused about this team name, but I had him exactly at two, and you had him much lower. So tell me what you didn't like about this team.
Yeah, let's look at this again and where I messed up. So,
or maybe you're right, dude. Hey, you could be right.
Yeah.
There is a lot of bias for Paul and Adam's teams every single year, and I don't understand it.
Yeah. So we got Joe Burrow. He's going to be solid. You got Bijan Robinson, who's supposed to be a top 10 running back, right? And then you got Ramondre Stevenson, who drops a lot because of Ezekiel Elliott, especially the goal line touches. Cooper Kupp, I will see. I think he proved last year that he can still be a top 10 receiver, even without having a consistent quarterback. But I really don't think that's going to last too long. I think other teams are going to are going to figure out the Rams unless they kind of really shape up. So we'll see what happens there. T. Higgins, solid. Darren Waller at your tight end, and then David Montgomery on the Detroit Lions. I don't know, Montgomery is probably the two, or it will be sharing at least with what's his guy's name?
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yes. But yeah, I don't know. I think even on the Bears, David Montgomery was pretty injury prone and was starting to get overshadowed a little bit by Charbert. So I think there's a very good upside in a lot of these players, and they're solid players, but it didn't, at least top three compared to some of the other teams we've seen. I don't know about top three.
Yeah, I'm looking at this team again, and I would probably rank it lower. Not sure what I was seeing before. I guess the news of Zeke signing came after my rankings, and I do think I was higher on Ramondre Stevenson, but Zeke definitely hurts the full-time workload of Ramondre. But I think my biggest issue with this team is with the first two picks, or with his first two picks, he took Bijan and Cooper Kupp. And I can't think of a more riskier, back to back than those two players in the first two rounds.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, I don't believe in the Rams this year. I think last year was not a fluke, and I think that's more towards the norm now. Like Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp, I feel like both are getting hurt a lot, and that's now more of a trend. And I think the offensive line just sucks in LA.
Yeah.
Their best offensive lineman retired, but he was 40. He was still their best offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And so, Cooper Kupp could still put up huge numbers, even if the team's bad. But I think with the injury risk, and then, of course, with Bijan, you just have never seen him play. He's never played an NFL down. And obviously he looks like him, but you just don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah.
And, Arthur Smith is a very interesting coach. I feel like he uses the Falcons players very interestingly. And they've got Tyler Allgeier and Cordarrelle Patterson still. And they loved using Cordarrelle at the goal line because he's a very versatile, explosive back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just think there's a lot of ways that Bijan's season could get weird. But obviously they're both early round picks for a reason, and that's because they could become huge players. And so I think all season really hinges on those two guys.
No, I agree, because the Falcons have Desmond Ridder, who's second year, I think, maybe third, but he's first year actually starting a season. And so that adds some risk to it. And we had, I'm blanking on his name, the number one round pick for the Atlanta Falcons. They took a running back and he did not perform. Oh, well, this was 5 years ago. He was on the Rams.
Oh, the Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley, yeah. So I don't know. Maybe we'll see a different story, but in the past 5 years, they had a top prospect running back that didn't work out. So maybe I'm just being pessimistic, but we'll see.
Right.
Number one, at average vote of 3.125, we have X gonna give it to you. Solid name. Solid name.
Solid name. Rest in peace, dude. All right. So, yeah, Adam takes the top spot for our preseason rankings. I feel like he was actually voted the top spot last season, too. I could be wrong, but yeah, our voters, they love Adam. I think they just love seeing him at our drafts shirtless. You know, he's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
But I had him as my top team, so I like his team a lot. And you had him at, looks like, second. So, yeah, we both really like this team and seems well-deserved to that number one spot.
I think this team has a great starting lineup and a pretty decent bench. That, I don't know. He has two great quarterbacks, and I don't know what he's doing with them, but I want one of them.
Wait. But you have two great quarterbacks, dude. Don't sell yourself short, dude.
So maybe we do a 2-for-2 trade, Adam. Hit me up. I'll take my shirt off for the trade as well.
Right. Right.
But yeah, overall, I think his team, Josh Allen, Austin Eckler, Josh Jacobs, that solid running back core, plus Aaron Jones as your flex. Aaron Jones, probably getting a little bit older now, but whatever. You got Keenan Allen, Chris Godwin. The Chris Godwin one, I think, won't ever get back to where his ceiling used to be without Tom Brady, but still a good two. Keenan Allen, I think, is going to have a great year. And then on your bench, Drake London, given our Atlanta talk, I don't know. He's pretty risky as well. But you got Treylon Burks, Brandon Cooks, as other running receivers, Juju Smith-Schuster, who I think not really relevant, and Antonio Gibson as your backup running back, Jerick McKinnon as well, and then Tua. I think Tua is going to have a great year. I really think that he will have a comparable year to Josh Allen.
You know, I'm hoping on it because I got Tyreek.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have no regrets. You know, a lot of these teams, we've like set our original rankings and we're like, wait, but you're still in on Adam's team?
Yeah, I forgot which team earlier that we gave a pretty solid top three. It was one of the lower ranked teams, but other than that team, I think this was probably my one.
Yeah, I think it was probably either like the seventh or ninth team, but yeah, I think no. So I had this team at number one. I think I was saying Matt has the strongest receivers. I think Adam definitely has the strongest running backs. I think Eckler is solid. Josh Jacobs actually just ended his holdout and he signed a new 1-year deal. So that's, yeah. And so I think that he got, yeah, he probably got a big value on Josh Jacobs because when we drafted, we had no idea was this guy playing or not. Mm-hmm. And then I think Aaron Jones is still a great running back. And to have that as your running back three is pretty crazy. Yeah, Josh Allen and TJ Hockenson should be good too. I will say, yeah, I think the receivers are a little bit sketchy. Yeah, I think Keenan Allen should be solid. I think Chris Godwin should be solid too. I think the Buccaneers quarterback is Baker Mayfield. I think Baker Mayfield in Cleveland, he was good for Jarvis Landry and he was bad for OBJ, right?
Yeah.
And so like, if we're comparing that, like Chris Godwin definitely has more of the Jarvis Landry role and Mike Evans is sort of more the OBJ deep threat.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that'll be good for Chris Godwin. But, you know, the backup receivers, I guess, a little lacking with, I feel like Drake London, yeah, it's a little risky. Brandon Cooks is usually solid, but I don't think he'll be anything like spectacular. Maybe just like a solid like bye week fill in. So, yeah, the receivers are a little bit weak, but I think elsewhere is just all really strong. So, yeah, great team. Good job, Adam. Preseason champ.
So, all right. Well, that wraps it up for our preseason rankings. As you could probably tell, no one really knows what's going to happen. Everyone has an idea, but who knows? I think I haven't checked the last year's preseason to what the actuals were, but this year I guarantee I will move up at least two spots, baby.
All right, yeah, dude. I will butt chug if we end at 7th and 9th. No, actually, no. Too risky. I'm not that confident. It could happen.
It could. Yeah. But yeah, that's dude. It's been what 15 years now of this league being alive. This podcast has been on and off, but going for about 5 years now, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Here's to another great season. Few reminders, we will be holding the winner's prize for anyone who wins but that has not completed their punishment in previous years. So I believe
that's confirmed.
Tim and Paul, get those pancakes going, baby.
Yep. And dude, I don't know about you, but Maybe I'm this excited every year, but for some reason this year I just feel like super excited. Like I can't wait for football to start. I've been watching like so much football stuff, so I'm super excited for the season. And let's have another great one.
Let's do it. How about the loser of this year has to plan next year's trip
and has to be there.
Has to be there. Even if no one can show up, they have to be there.
Maybe that's just the punishment. They plan it. We all pretend like we're going. We pull an Adam, basically. You know?
Yep. Adam was so good at that.
Yeah. So that'll be the punishment. We call it the Adam. Yeah?
Okay. All right. We'll put up a vote to see if we will be Adaming this year for our punishment.
Right. Yeah. Plan the whole thing. That's just no. Wait. It's the crap. Because Adam didn't show up, but they have to show up.
They have to. Okay.
Right. So yeah, slightly different. Sorry.
So you got to Adam Ryan it.
Yeah.
You got to suggest it, plan it, and show up.
Sounds good. Yep. Perfect.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening in to another episode of the Bench Squad podcast. We'll see you BSers out there. Bye.